Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, A Prayer for Justice, and is found in Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and 12 through 14. Not much is known about Habakkuk. His name is not mentioned anywhere else in the Old Testament. It is believed he is a contemporary of the prophet Jeremiah because they both prophesied concerning the Chaldeans about 610 BC, shortly before Nebuchadnezzar's first invasion of Judea and the fall of Judah. The oppression of the righteous Jews by the unrighteous Jews triggered the divine manifestation of judgment against Judah. The Lord informs Habakkuk that he is about to send the Chaldeans to execute his judgment. Habakkuk, while understanding God's requirement for judgment, finds it difficult to understand how a righteous God can use such wicked people to execute judgment upon a people more righteous than they. He considers even the most wicked among the Jews better than the Chaldeans. But God assures him that the Chaldeans won't go unpunished, but will be dealt with when he is ready for their wickedness. While most prophets address themselves to their fellow countrymen in an attempt to win them back to God and a righteous life, Habakkuk addresses himself to questioning the justice of God and makes his complaint to God, reminiscent of that of Job, for what he sees happening. Like many pious people, he tries to understand why God allows evil to seem to prosper and the righteous suffer, often at their hands. The answer God gives him remains an anchor for God's people in all times. Habakkuk has been called the prophet of faith. He possessed a strong living faith in God, but he, like many other pious souls, was troubled and perplexed by the apparent inequalities of life. After presenting his perplexities to God, he comes away with a faith stronger and more intense than ever. He learns two very important things from this encounter with God. First, God is not just the God of Israel, but he is the God of all mankind. He raises nations and brings nations down and rules in the affairs of all human societies. Everything is working his divine purpose and will for humanity and his people. The second thing that was revealed to him is that God's people must trust him and remain true in their faith toward him, no matter the consequences. Habakkuk concluded and uttered the words, "The just shall live by faith," which the Apostle Paul later quoted in the New Testament. The faithful have suffered through many injustices, cruelties, and atrocities. Not the least of all was slavery, terrorism, segregation, and many other oppressions of humans throughout history at the hands of other humans. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the deceitfulness of riches has caused and is causing many, including entire cultures, to lose all faith in their Creator and plunge themselves into idolatry and ungodliness. Despite what it seems, the true people of God, just as in Habakkuk's day, throughout history, in our day, and beyond, will wait on God and remain faithful to his word and his promises of eternal life and reward. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.